Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Just say one.
Oh, yeah.
Just say one.
And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God. In the name of Jesus, Brother David Shaw, amen, of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, where we come forth, praise God, Monday through Friday with the Word of God. As we read from the New King James Version of God's Holy Word. That's the New King James Version. Praise God. We come forth with the Spirit-filled reading as we come forth from Genesis to Revelation. Well, currently we are in the beginning, chapter 1 of the book of Exodus. Praise God. We come forth with the Word of God Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. Praise God. Now, please understand, we come on Sunday with the Word of God. We had our wives to come forth this weekend, and praise God, we thought, well, with Mother Day going forth, we honored that with Lady Diane, and we thank you for yet and still joining us and being with us with your prayers, and we just pray that you continue to follow us here as we bring the reading of God's holy word. Amen. We do the word of God, amen, from Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. The important thing is that the commitment in which we have in reference to bringing God's word is just that commitment. The word lets us know that God prefers us to have commitment rather than sacrifice. In the name of Jesus. So we just want to continue to acknowledge God through prayer for us here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends. And we ask that you continue to pray for us here as we continue to press on, move forward, pray, and just trust the power and the will of God. Amen. And we're coming forth after this song. We're going to come bring in the word of God. But once again, we want to say hello to all those listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, and the archives. Praise God. But we truly believe that the anointing of the Spirit of God that's going through the Word itself is going to bring you forth with the blessing that in the name of Jesus, through faith, Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says, and faith comes by reading the word of God, hearing the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God, reading the word of God, listening to the word of God. Amen. It's the word of God that brings the truth. Amen. God bless you. Amen. We want to say thank God for today, and that we'll continue to be committed to his word. Precious Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we come before you on this day, dear God, we once again say thank you. Thank you, Father God, for allowing us to continue to be focused on reading your word, bringing your word, staying committed to your word. As we continue, Father, in the name of Jesus, to read, to show ourselves approved unto you, Lord God. A workman need not be ashamed, rightfully dividing the word of truth. This is what the word of God says, and we are studying your word, believing through faith, hearing your word, Lord God. We get stronger and believing in you and trusting in you. And we just ask God to continue to manifest your spirit throughout this radio broadcast for all those who would be hearing us near and far. We thank you. We give you true praise, honor, and glory as we ask God to forgive us of our sins, no matter how great or how small they may be. And we pray that your spirit continue to manifest and saturate through the radio waves and through the computer optics and just to feel those spirits that desire change, that desire deliverance, that desire freedom, addicted. In Jesus' name, we pray, give you praise, honor, and glory. Helping marriages, helping children, helping lives. In Jesus' name, amen. But praise God once again. Praise God, praise God, praise God. And then again, we truly thank you, all those who are praying with us and for us here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Amen. I do acknowledge my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, in the name of Jesus. I thank God first and foremost for all of what he's done. Thank him for this ability that we have in bringing his word. Exodus chapter 1. These are the names of the children of Egypt who came to Egypt. Each man and his household came with Jacob: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. All those who were descendants of Jacob were 70 persons, for Joseph was in Egypt already. And Joseph died, all his brothers, and all that generation. But the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly, multiplied and grew exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them. Now there arose a new king over Egypt who did not know Joseph. And he said to his people, "Look, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come, let us deal shrewdly with them, lest they multiply. And it happened in the event of war that they also join our enemies and fight against us, and so go up the land. Therefore, they set taskmasters over them to afflict them with their burdens, and they built for Pharaoh supply cities, Pithom and Ramses. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. And they were in dread of the children of Israel. So the Egyptians made the children of Israel serve rigor, and they made their lives bitter with hard bondage in mortar, in brick, and in all manner of services in the field. All the services in which they made them serve was with rigor. Then the king of Egypt spoke to the Hebrew midwives, of whom the name of one was Shapur, and the name of the other Pua. And he said, "When you do the duties of a midwife for the Hebrew woman and see them on the birthstools, if it is a son, then you shall kill him. But if it is a daughter, then she shall live. But the midwives feared God and did not do as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the male children alive. So the king had called for the midwives and said to them, 'Why have you done this thing and saved the male children alive?' And the midwives said to Pharaoh, 'Because
The Hebrew women are not like the Egyptian women, for they are lively and gave birth before the midwives come to them. Therefore, God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and grew very mighty. And so it was, because the midwives feared God, that he provided households for them. So Pharaoh commanded all his people, saying, every son who is born, you shall cast into the river, and every daughter you shall save alive. Exodus chapter 2. And a man of a house of Levi went and took a wife, a daughter of Levi. So the woman conceived and bore a son. And when she saw that he was a son, a beautiful child, she hid him 3 months. But when she could no longer hide him, she took an ox of bulrush for him, bought it with asphalt, the child in it, and laid it in the reeds by the river's bank. And his sister stood afar off to know what would be done to him. Then the daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the river, and her maidens walked along the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the reeds, she sent her maid to get it. And when she opened it, she saw the child, and behold, baby wept. So she had compassion on him and said, this one of the Hebrews' children. Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and call a nurse for you from the Hebrew women? And she may nurse the child for you. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, go! So the maid went and called the child mother. Then Pharaoh's daughter said to her, take this child away and nurse him for me, and I will give you your wages. So the woman took the child and nursed him. And the child grew, and she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. So she called his name Moses, saying, because I drew him out of the water. Now it came to pass in those days, when Moses was grown, that he went out to his brethren and looked at their burdens. And he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his brethren. So he looked his way and that way. And when he saw no one, he killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. And when he went out the second day, behold, Hebrew men were fighting. And he said to the one who did the wrong, why are you striking your companion? Then he said, who made you a prince and a judge over us? Do you intend to kill me as you killed the Egyptian? So Moses feared and said, Surely this thing is known. When Pharaoh heard of this matter, he sought to kill Moses. But Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh and dwelt in the land of Midian, and he sat down by a well. Now the priest of Midian had 7 daughters, and they came and drew water, and they filled the troughs of water of their father's flock. Then the shepherds came and drove them away, but Moses stood up and helped them and watered their flocks. Then they came to Reuel, their father, and said, "How is it that you have come so soon today?" And they said, "An Egyptian delivered us from the land of shepherds, and he also drew enough water for us and watered the flocks." So he said to his daughters, "And where is he? Why is it that you have left the man? Call him, that he may eat bread." Then Moses was content to live with the man, and he gave Zipporah, his daughter, to Moses. And she bore him a son, and called his name Gershom, for he said, "I have been a stranger in a foreign land." Now it happened in the process of time that the king of Egypt died. Then the children of Israel groaned because of the bondage, and they cried out. And their cry came up to God because of the bondage. God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God acknowledged them. Exodus chapter 3. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of the Midian, and he led the flock to the back of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. Then Moses said, "I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush does not burn." So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, "Moses, Moses." "Here I am." Then he said, "Do not draw near this place. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you are stand is holy ground." Moreover, he said, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrow. So I have come down to deliver them out of the land of Egypt, and to bring them up from that land to a good and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel, come to me. And I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh, that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? So he said, I will certainly be with you, and this shall be a sign to you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain. Then Moses said to God, indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, the God of your father says to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am as sent me to you. Moreover, God said to Moses, thus you shall see to the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial to all generations. Go and gather the elders of Israel together and say to them, the Lord God of your father, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, appeared to me saying, I have certainly visited you and seen what is done to you in Egypt. And I have said, I will bring you out of the affliction of Egypt to the land of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, the land flowing with milk and honey. And they will need and heed your voice. And you shall come, you and the elders of Israel, to the king of Egypt, and shall say to him, the Lord, and you shall say to him, God of heaven and the God of Hebrews has sent me with us, and now, please, let us go 3 days' journey into the wilderness, and we may sacrifice to the Lord of our God. But I am sure that the king Egypt will not let you go. No, not even by a mighty hand. So I will stretch out my hand and strike Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in the midst. And after that, he will let you go. And I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and it shall be when you go that you shall not be empty-handed, but every one shall ask, they do not believe you, nor heed the message of the first sign, that they may believe the message of the latter signs. And it shall be, if they do not believe even those two signs, or listen to your voice, that you shall take water from the river and pour it on the dry land. The water which you take from the river will become blood on the dry land. Then Moses said to the Lord, oh, my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither before nor since you have spoken to your servant, for I am slow of speech and slow of tongue. So the Lord said to him, who has made man's mouth? Or who makes the mute, the deaf, the seeing, or the blind? Have not I, the Lord? Now therefore, go, and I will be with you with your mouth and teach you what you shall say. But he said, oh, my Lord, please send by the land of the whomever else you can send. So the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses, and he said, is not Aaron the Levite your brother? I know that he can speak well. And look, he is coming out to meet you. When he sees you, he will be glad in his heart. Now you shall speak to him and put the words in his mouth, and I will be with your mouth and with his mouth, and I will teach you what you shall do. So he shall be your spokesman, so to the people, and he himself shall be as a mouth for you, and you shall be to him as God. And you shall take this rod in your hand with which you shall do the sound. So Moses went and returned to Jethro, his father-in-law, and said to him, please let me go and return to my brethren whom I am in Egypt, and see whether they are still alive. And Jethro said to Moses, go. Now the Lord said to Moses and Midian, go, return to Egypt, for all the men who sought your life are dead. Then Moses took his wife and his sons and set them on the donkey, and he returned to the land of Egypt. And Moses took the rod of God in his hand. And the Lord said to Moses, when you go back to Egypt, see that you do all as wonders were before Pharaoh, which I have put in your hand, but I will harden his heart so that he will not let the people go. Then you shall say to Pharaoh, thus says the Lord, Israel is my son, my firstborn. So I say to you, let my son go, that he may serve you, serve me. But if you refuse to let him go, indeed I will kill your sons, your firstborn. And it came to pass on the way of the encampment that the Lord met him and sought to kill him. Then Zipporah took a sharp stone and cut off the foreskin of her son and cast it at Moses' feet and said, surely you are a husband of blood to me. So he went, let him go. Then she said, you are a husband of blood because of the circumcision. And the Lord said to Aaron, go into the wilderness to meet Moses. So he went and met him on the mountain of God and kissed him. So Moses told Aaron all the words the Lord who had sent him and all the signs which he had commanded him. Then Moses and Aaron went and gathered together all the elders of the children of Israel, and Aaron spoke all the words which the Lord had spoken to Moses, and he did the signs in the sight of the people. So the people believed, and when they heard that the Lord had visited the children of Israel and that he had looked on their affliction, then they bowed their heads and worshiped. Exodus chapter 1. Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, thus says the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast to me in the wilderness. And Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice and let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, nor will I let Israel go. So the God of the Hebrews has met with us. Let us go 3 days' journey into the desert and sacrifice to the Lord our God, lest he fall upon us with pestilence or with the sword. Then the king of Egypt said to them, Moses and Aaron, why do you take the people from their work? Get back to your labor. Pharaoh said, look, the people of the land are many now, and now you make them rest from their labor. Same day, Pharaoh commanded the taskmasters of the people and the officers sing, you shall no longer give the people straw to make brick as before. Let them go and gather straw for themselves. And you shall lay on them the quota of bricks which they made before. You shall not reduce it from they are idols. Therefore, they cry out, saying, let us go and sacrifice to our God. Let more work be laid on the men, that they may labor in it, and let them not regard false words. And the taskmasters of the people and their officers went out and spoke to the people, saying, this says Pharaoh, I will not give you straw. Go, get yourself straw where you can find it, yet none of your work will be reduced. So the people were scattered abroad throughout all the land of Egypt to gather straw instead of straw. And the taskmasters caused them to hurry, saying, fulfill your work, your daily quota, as when there was straw. Also, the officers of the children of Israel, while Pharaoh's taskmasters had set over them, were beaten and were asked, why have you not fulfilled your task in making bricks both yesterday and today as before? Then the officer of the children of Israel came and cried out to Pharaoh, saying, why are you dealing thus with your servant? See, there is no straw given to your servant. And they say to us, make brick. And indeed, your servants are beaten, but the fault in your own people. But he said, you are idle, idle. Therefore, you see, let us go and sacrifice to the Lord. Therefore, go now and work, for no straw shall be given you. Yet you shall deliver the quota of bricks. And the officers of the children of Israel saw that they were in trouble after it was said, you shall not reduce any bricks from your daily quota. Then, as they came out from Pharaoh, they met Moses and Aaron, who stood there to meet them. And they said to them, let the Lord look on you and judge, because you have made us adherent in the sight of Pharaoh and in the sight of his servant, to put a sword in their hand to kill us. So Moses returned to the Lord and said, Lord, why have you brought trouble on this people? Why is it you have sent me? For since I come to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has done evil to his people. Neither have you delivered your people at all. Amen. And that's going to conclude the reading of what we have left on today from Exodus chapter 5. Amen. And we're going to come forth and continue reading on tomorrow at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. Once again, reading God's holy word. Let us pray. Precious Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, once again, as we come before you on today, we
humble ourselves before you, thanking you for the commitment of continuing to move forward, bringing forth your word. We pray that through it, your word that returns not back unto us void, but goes out to accomplish all of what it was meant to accomplish. Let the reading of your word infiltrate the hearts, minds, and soul of those who hear your word, and increase in faith, as Romans 10 and 17 says, that faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' mighty name.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me. I can say, never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through,
prisons and our boot camps and our drug treatment centers, and prayer in the name of Jesus. God is doing a miraculous thing in families and marriages and children coming together. Continue to pray. God loves you, and so do I.
Somebody just need to testify to somebody next to them. Tell them, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could
have made it. I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to.